This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Voting for 70-member Delhi Assembly ended peacefully today with nearly 58% voter turnout till 5 p.m. The highest poll percentage of around 64 was recorded in North East Delhi District, while South East District recorded the lowest voter percentage of around 54%. In Shahadra District, poll percentage of over 61% was recorded, nearly 58% voter turnout was registered in North Delhi and over 58% in North West. Prominent leaders whose fate was sealed in the EVMs today include Arvind Kejriwal, Atishi, Manish Sisodia of Aam Aadmi Party and Parvesh Verma, Vijendra Gupta, Arvinder Singh Lovely and Ramesh Biduri of BJP. From Congress side, Devendra Yadav, Sandeep Dixit and Alka Lamba were the prominent faces in this election. Election Commission have made elaborate security arrangements to ensure free and fair polls in the national capital. Several arrangements and facilities were provided at polling booths to ensure hassle-free voting. The counting will take place on Saturday. We now go over live to our correspondent Suparna Saikia for more information on polling. Suparna, how has been the overall polling?
Yes, Shagun. Voting was held across all 70 constituencies in Delhi in a single phase today. Delhi witnessed a triangular contest between Aam Aadmi Party, BJP and Congress. The fate of political stalwarts have now been sealed in the EVMs amidst tight security. Shagun, to form a government in the national capital, a political party needs to win 36 of the 70 assembly seats. Counting for the polls will be held across 19 counting centres on the 8th of this month. It remains to be seen now whether Aam Aadmi Party returns to power or BJP manages to come back after 27 years. It will also be very interesting to see whether Congress, which could not even open its account in the last two assembly elections, will be able to perform a miracle this time. Back to you, Shagun.
Thank you, Suparna, for the update. Meanwhile, voting for by-polls was also held in Erode East Assembly seat in Tamil Nadu and Milkipur in Uttar Pradesh. Till 5 p.m., over 64.02% voter turnout was recorded in Erode East and around 65.25% in Milkipur. A U.S. aircraft carrying 104 illegal Indian immigrants landed at the Sri Guru Ram Das Ji International Airport in Amritsar this afternoon. According to sources, 30 of the deportees are from Punjab, while others are from Chandigarh, Haryana, Gujarat, Maharashtra and Uttar Pradesh. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav met OpenAI CEO Sam Altman in New Delhi today. Mr. Vaishnav said Prime Minister Narendra Modi guides them to democratize technology and Mr. Altman appreciated the Prime Minister's vision. The minister said he had a super cool discussion with the OpenAI CEO on strategy of creating the entire AI stack, GPUs, model and apps, adding that OpenAI was willing to collaborate on all three. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today met UN General Assembly President Philemon Young in New Delhi. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said they discussed various issues on the UN agenda, including the need for reformed multilateralism. He said they also exchanged views on regional, global and developmental issues. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today took a holy dip at Triveni Sangam during the Mahakumbh currently underway in Prayagraj. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "The snan at the Sangam is a moment of divine connection." Union Minister Kiran Rijiju also took a holy dip in Prayagraj Mahakumbh this morning. More than 39 crore devotees have taken holy dip in the Triveni Sangam so far. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed sadness over the demise of Prince Karim Aga Khan IV, the leader of millions of Ismaili Muslims. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Prince Karim Aga Khan was a visionary who dedicated his life to service and spirituality. The Prime Minister added that the contributions of Prince Karim Aga Khan IV in areas like health, education, rural development and women empowerment will continue to inspire several people. Mr. Modi said he will cherish interactions with Aga Khan. The Prime Minister also shared heartfelt condolences to his family and the millions of followers and admirers across the world. In the Rosario Challenger tennis, star Indian player Sumit Nagal will face Bolivia's Hugo Denine in the pre-quarter finals in men's singles. And that is the end of this news bulletin.